Mr. Woodruff, you've tested positive for HIV.
You know what? I think Matthew McConaughey should have been a fucking 12-year slave replacing a Cumberbatch, because the way he treated the gays in this movie, you could have sworn he was a Negro-hating, gay-hating son of a bitch.
Okay, so once again, people, we have another possible Oscar contender that I didn't get to see.
Hell, 9 theaters, which I don't know why these movies get limited. I guess I could see why, whatever, they get limited releases, but...
Because the studios are scared that they're going to offend people. Oh, boo-hoo.
You know what that is? I guess that's a good point, because the movies I've been seeing lately that other states ain't getting that I've just been seeing in New York and L.A., I don't know. They left a taste in my mouth after the movie was in. I was like, man, I've been watching some depressing shit in the past month.
But those are the best films because they're like, they have something to say. I don't know. I'm just sick of seeing mundane crap.
Oh my God. Walking out of this theater when I saw this, I was just like, I went to the bathroom and just started looking at my dick. I was just like.
So I'm interested to see what effect that this had on you.
Oh my God. I was just looking. Well, first, we're talking about Dallas Buyers Club here. Starring Matthew McConaughey, of course, whatever, the great Matthew McConaughey with that accent like that. And my God, this dude has lost a lot of fucking weight.
Well, yeah.
I mean, even in Wolf on Wall Street movie, I didn't notice it, but I was looking at him in the second trailer and I was like, wow, he still hasn't gained that weight back. He still looks skinny in that movie.
Yeah, he's still gaining it back, I think.
Oh my God, it probably isn't working for him. He's not a Christian Bale, probably. He can't just do it right away because it's probably taking him a while. But damn, dude, I was like, I don't know, in this movie, it kind of looks scary how skinny he got.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it looked like, I was like, dude, you damn near look like you really are about to die in like a year or two or something. But pretty much this is a story about a Texas guy from like buttfuck nowhere of Texas named Ron. Yeah, exactly. Ron Woodruff. And, I mean, it opens up with him fucking 3 girls and before his bull run thing or whatever. And I was just like, I was like, that seems like a good life.
Okay, is he skinny at this point, or is this like normal Matthew McConaughey? Because
he's still skinny. He's skinny throughout the whole film. Like, yeah. I don't know. It was disturbing just looking at him sometimes. I was just like, oh, dude. He looks so skinny that if you touched him, he'd fucking fall apart.
Well, I'm saying more of the fact that, like, you say that's how the film opens, but I know what the film's about. The film's about, it's set in the 80s whenever there was the big AIDS scare, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's funny you should bring that up because that's almost a subplot of what's going on here.
Really?
Yeah, because, once again, he gets dying, he starts coughing a lot, he starts bleeding or whatever, and you're like, oh, it's kicked in on him or whatever. And I like his way of curing himself or whatever. Well, basically, really. So he finds out he has HIV, positive for HIV. The doctor's like, have you had any homosexual intercourse or whatever? And he's like, the fuck you call me?
Oh, God.
Did you call me a fag? He kept looking at the nurse as he was saying that, though. He was just like, I'm going to tell you right now, sweet thing, I ain't no faggot. I'll do you right now. I was just like, Jesus. Because apparently in the 80s, that's where they thought HIV, well, I think they still think that actually HIV came from, is like just butt fucking dude, something like that, or whatever. And especially when you live in butt fuck nowhere, Texas. Once he gets HIV, he starts realizing he only has 30 days to live, and you think he's just going to go through this 30 days of trial or whatever, but no, the movie gets past those 30 days like in the first 20 minutes, honestly.
Right.
Yeah, and he survives the 30 days because he starts I forgot the name of this drug taking or whatever it was God, I wish I knew that. I think it was PZAD or something like that.
It says here AZT.
AZT, yeah, AZT, and obviously it's not it wasn't prescribed by FDA or whatever. Because Bailey, that's what this movie is basically about, is how the FDA was screwing over patients and shit like that, and how doctors just take money from their patients instead of like actually trying to help them. So, I mean, it's got that, and then it's got like subplots in there of like homosexuality in there, and then, you know, the HIV scare as well, whatever. So, I mean, but the meat of the story pretty much is how Ron Woodruff here, Matthew McConaughey's character, tried to take on the FDA, and basically, he starts off as kind of an asshole, but halfway through the film, once he's opened up the Dallas Buyers Club, that's pretty much when he, you know, kind of has a change in character. Like, I'm not just doing this for myself anymore. I'm doing this because the FDA is screwing over people. whatever who really need these drugs. So you just, from the trailer, I thought he was just a common drug dealer, which honestly, he's really not or whatever. I actually kind of agree with his methods. And so did Jennifer Garner here, who plays a doctor here, who wasn't approving of the FDA matters here. So she was pretty much on more Matthew McConaughey side of things. But he gets that AZT from one of the janitors that's been sneaking into him. And his way of taking these pills is by washing it down. Instead of water, getting a bourbon of whiskey and sniffing cocaine while doing it.
It sounds like this dude's just playing with death.
Yeah. Playing with death a little too fucking hard. Cause
yeah, because that doesn't sound safe.
Yeah, and plus he was taking the whole bottle in like a matter of 2 days and shit, and not once did I see him drink water while taking them either. He kept drinking like a bottle of scotch or something like that, and then sniff a line of cocaine right after. And I'm just like, that cannot be healthy for
you. Yeah, that doesn't sound good. So I'm curious, where does Jared Leto play into this?
Oh my god! All right, I'm gonna get to Jared Leto because you're gonna be blown away by this.
I know he's a trans. He's transgendered.
I would say more of a crossdresser than transgender because he doesn't have like the tits or he's a dick and shit like that too. So I would assume it's more crossdressing gay guy. If anything, I don't know.
Because it says here, it says in every synopsis I'm reading, he's playing a transgendered woman. That's one of the big things that everyone's shocked about his character.
That's funny because they keep making fun of how he still has a dick in the movie. So
right.
So I thought transgender was when you had the surgery and shit, or you pretty much went all out. And
no, that means you got both.
Oh shit. Oh, isn't a hermaphrodite when they are born with both?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I feel like now there's some revelations in this character that you just had in your head with that revelation.
Jesus Christ, man. You guys just gotta pick one and stick with it, goddamn. Y'all got so many different names or what to call y'all. So, Jesus Christ, you confuse me now. I'm like, wait a minute, okay, now what? Whatever, the guy's gay. So, once Matthew McConaughey's character, the main guy, stops giving him the AD or whatever, he blacks out. They take him to the doctor or whatever, and they're like, oh man, you overdosed on this and blah blah blah. He walks out of there and goes to Mexico, where the guy that was supplying him with it. And by the time he makes it to Mexico, it's day 30, and the doctor there was pumping him full of like protein and vitamins and some other shit too, or whatever. But none of it was non-toxic or whatever. But it just wasn't approved by FDA because it was just vitamins and wasn't tested on human trials or something like that or whatever. So he takes a bunch of that shit back to the USA back when, by the way, which is funny as fuck because he dresses up like a pastor. And goddamn, I was like, for some reason, I believe him as a pastor.
He's got the porn mustache. He's got the mustache that can go either way.
So he blacks out the first time when he's in a hospital. He wakes up next to Mr. Jared Leto himself. And Jared Leto is, like we said, I don't know, cross-dressing transvestite, if you will. I don't know. And he's like, you want to play cop? And then Matthew McConaughey is looking at his life like, you'll keep your faggot ass in your bed right now. By the way, I'm not interpreting. That is exactly Matthew McConaughey's words right there. You'll keep your faggot ass away from me.
Right. So do these two kind of like strike up a partnership?
Yeah, they do. Because Matthew McConaughey, once he brings the drugs into the USA, he realizes that, this is kind of hard to sell because I'm not in the gay community. Because he pretty much goes off like all gays have HIV. So yeah, I'm going to the gay community area. And I'm going to sell these to them. But the gay community's like, no, whatever. And then Jared Leto characters come back and play by bringing him pretty much $5,000. Hey, I could bring you the customers, whatever. And they form a partnership, which started off kind of a rocky start, whatever. But then later in the movie, it got kind of a respectful relationship, too, whatever. I mean, they were both talking shit to each other all the time, but it was more of a talking shit of trying to help one another, which I kind of admired, actually, whatever. And I never thought I'd be saying this, but Jared Leto should be nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
That seems to be the consensus from every reviewer that's seen this.
I was highly shocked. If he was not doing better than Matthew McConaughey, he was right on par with him. And he, goddamn, he sold this cross-dressing transvestite to a point I was just like, I really believe him to be. People, if you don't know who Jared Leto is, 30 Seconds to Mars. That's what he
got. Yeah. A band that's... I mean, he started as an actor. I mean, everyone who's seen Requiem for a Dream knows who he is.
Yeah. Jennifer Garner, I even have to give her credit. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen her do anything good. And, wow, she was amazing. That's whatever. I think this might be the... Everybody was talking about maybe Cameron Diaz will give her Sandra Bullock a run for money. But no, I think it's going to be Jennifer Garner that's going to be neck and neck with Sandra Bullock for Best Female Actress, the Oscars this year, because... Wow, her character started off as, he was like, oh, I don't really see her character going anywhere, and she completely does, like, the 180 of acting, and I'm just like, my God, this woman is good.
Wouldn't that be some shit? The husband gets an Oscar, and then the wife gets an Oscar?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what, it was funny you said that, because when I was, towards the end of the film, I was watching her cry and stuff like that, and she was delivering this speech to Matthew McConaughey, which was when the Jared Leto character died. She was like, you don't think that was my friend? Never said, and I was just like, in the back of her mind, she probably saying, hey, people, don't think my husband's the only one that can get Oscars around here.
Yeah. Those kids are going to be writing on my arms wishing me good luck this year.
Yeah. So pretty much, Matthew McConaughey here, he opens up the Dallas Buyer Club by pretty much saying, I'm not selling drugs, I'm selling vitamins, and the only way I'm selling them is by if you have a subscription with my company or whatever. He pretty much turned this into a company. The FDA was getting all pissed off, whatever, because they wanted to push the AZT. Which AZT was intoxicating Matthew McConaughey's body or whatever. That was on the blackout. They were just like, oh, that's not true. That couldn't have happened. You were overdosing on it or whatever. But he was like, yeah, but it's toxic. But yet it's still approved by the FDA. Well, I'm just selling vitamins and protein or whatever. That's non-toxic to people. You're just killing people. And oh, my God, Matthew McConaughey has so many breakout scenes in this movie, especially when he came back to the doctor's office where he was just yelling at people saying, don't go to this asshole. It'll kill you and stuff. But honestly, Jared Leto, man, I think he was. Man, Jared Leto had to steal this from me or whatever, because there were times where him and Matthew McConaughey was talking or whatever, and Matthew McConaughey'd be like, because Jared Leto was looking at some chick, and she was like, she has really nice tits, and then Matthew McConaughey was like, he was like, man, you're starting to sound like a real guy now. He was like, you're starting to fucking scare me. Put your fucking tits back on and let's get the hell out of here. I was like. They have kind of a back and forth relationship of just giving each other shit, and I like the part where he takes Matthew McConaughey up into the gay club bar, and all the dudes are looking at him.
And he's probably like, "Yeah."
He has this look on his face, like, "You don't get the hell away from me, boy!" I swear to God. Man, this dude was selling these looks or whatever. Like, I already knew Matthew McConaughey was a woman fiend, but. Damn, watching this, I was just like, yeah, you can tell that guy ain't going nowhere near no dick.
Right. What else has this director done?
He's done a lot of French films, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's Canadian. I think it's John DeVale or something like that.
Jean-Marc Vidal.
Yeah, I know he's done like some French shorts or whatever. I'm not sure of like his biggest film, because I know he's done like what, TV series, some short. And maybe, I don't know if he had an American release, honestly. I think he did this film called Crazy or something like that.
Yeah, Crazy is the one that seems to be his most renowned film. This is probably going to pass it up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't seen Crazy or any of his shorts or anything like that. Obviously, because I'm American, but America. But, no, I thought this one was, like, handled really well. I couldn't get enough of the movie. And I don't know, sometimes it was just... comedy elements in it was pretty hilarious too. Like, there's a scene where this like hot blonde chick comes to Matthew McConaughey's office, and he looks at his assistant. He's like, "What the hell is she doing here?" He was like, "She don't look like no homo," because there was only gay people coming to his office or whatever. And then she was like, "She's been tested for HIV or whatever." And he was just like, "Really?" And then in the background, you just hear this girl moaning.
Oh God.
And he gave a great speech, too, to the doctor, because they were just like, the doctor was trying to tell him, he's like, we're trying to cure your HIV. He was just like, look here, bro, you can't cure the symptoms once you're married to it. All you can do is try to treat it. And I was just like, it actually kind of makes a lot of sense. There really is no cure for it. I mean, all you can do is treat it. Once you're married to it, you're stuck by death with it, whatever, like he said. So, the thing was that Jared Leto, because once FDA started not approving all of Matthew McConaughey's drugs, they started confiscating this shit. The IRS was coming and taking it. He's pretty much started running low on money. Jared Leto pretty much had a life insurance plan on him. He takes it out on him and gives Matthew McConaughey the money because he says Matthew McConaughey's character has been treating me very well or whatever, and he's probably my best friend I have. And he starts dying because they don't have the drugs while Matthew McConaughey's out in like another country trying to get approvals for the drugs to bring back here or whatever. Jared Leto back in America starts dying or whatever. And there's a part where he starts coughing up blood and passes out in the hospital. And you see his hand float over or whatever. And, it was actually it was a sad scene seeing Jared Leto cry and makeup talking about, before I die, I want to look pretty and shit. I was like, who the fuck knew this guy?
I'll say it again. Requiem for a Dream. We all saw it.
Yeah, that's one movie, though. I mean,
but that's like the only movie he's done.
Yeah, still, though.
Until he said, I want to become a musician.
There's a lot of people that done one movie and then gone to do shit afterwards.
Good point.
You know, we just brought up Ridley Scott last.
Well, we're going to bring it up here in 5 minutes again.
I mean, Requiem for a Dream, I don't think he acting his ass off like he was in this one. I don't think his acting even fucking compared to Requiem for a Dream in this one. Once he died, Matthew McConaughey comes back or whatever, and Matthew McConaughey is torn up by this, and I was just like, that's where that respect comes in for or whatever, and it pretty much wraps himself up with Jennifer Garner quitting or whatever, because she was friends with Jared Leto's character too, and the stuff, because he died pretty much because of pumping his body full of AZT and shit.
Uh-huh.
I guess trying to cure him, whatever, and obviously we're working like Matthew McConaughey's been saying, and it ends with Matthew McConaughey taking the FDA to court, but not so much winning at that too, because the judge was just like, I think if a man is dying, he should be able to pump himself whatever thing he thinks makes him feel right, especially if it's non-toxic. But the law states that this is not allowed, whatever. And once Matthew McConaughey comes back to the house, whatever, he has his group of people, like, almost a damn audience clapping for him and shit like that, that he at least fought the good fight and everything. And it just wraps itself up with pretty much him about to go back into his normal life again, about to go bull riding, and then the screen pauses, whatever, and it shows a black screen of him dying, like, 7 years later.
Wow, you live 7 years?
Yeah, 7 years. I think they kept showing how many, they kept going to screen black or whatever and just showing, like, how long he's been lasting with the HIV in him or whatever. I mean, I think the ending is said 2,522 days or something like that.
Wow.
I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. great performances all around. Brought some people back. Jennifer Garner, I've been a while since I've seen her, though. Matthew McConaughey. He's really become the king of limited release films.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's dominated last year with limited release, and he's doing it again this year with Mud and this. It's a shame Mud didn't come out towards the end of the year, because that would have been probably nominated as well.
I agree.
But hopefully this gets some recognition, which I bet it will.
I think it will.
A lot of supporting cast in here is definitely Jared Leto and Jennifer Garner is definitely going to get nominated for this. Matter of fact, Jennifer Garner is the only one I see going competing with Sandra Bullock this year. Matthew McConaughey was just amazing. Funny, dramatic, just an all-around charming guy. I did not expect this out of him because he starts off as a fucking homo-hating redneck, you know? So, I give it a high C, man. All
right, cool. Well, it looks like I'm going to have to wait a couple weeks for this one, too.
Yeah.
Come on, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, if they get it. Matthew McConaughey, that motherfucker's film. I'm going to tell you this right now, people, if you love Matthew McConaughey, good luck on trying to find this nigga's films unless they get on VOD right away, because goddamn, man, I don't know why his shit doesn't never make it to wide releases.
No, instead, we get crap like what we're going to talk about next, so goodbye, everyone.
I thought you were going to say we get crap like Magic Mike.
No, that too, but we got a crap fest to talk about next, so see you, everyone.
Later, everyone.
Why are we here?
Nice restaurant, beautiful woman. That's where I feel like a human again.
You ain't alone.
Mr. Woodruff, what is going on?
People are dying.
You're nothing more than a common drug dealer.
TJ Strayon.
Freaking homo.
Oh.